All right. Hello, everyone. What can I say? It's another Wednesday, another Tuesday, another day when you're listening to this. Welcome to the Season Podcast. My name is Lindokuhle Pembe, and this is the podcast where God is seasoning us through every season of life. Now, here's a question. How are you today? Has anybody asked you how you're doing? How are your kids? Are you married? How's your husband? How is life? Is it lifing? Now, here's something I read on social media today. When life is lifing, know that God is Godding. Okay, so there's something for you. I'm so glad to come back and just converse with you. I'm grateful that you are here listening. And this week I have, I guess, a small testimony to share with you because, child, let me tell you about this life, honey. Okay. Life is lifing. Okay. This is just a week where I guess things have been happening even in the world. And you know, it just gets a little tense sometimes. I don't know for you, but I know for me, sometimes the anxiety really becomes a lot where I'm like, you know what? This thing is really hard. This living thing is not really as easy as it looks. And am I the only one who's like, wow, our parents made this thing look very easy? They didn't tell us, guys. They didn't tell us. But worry not. God has a word for us. God has a way to guide us and lead us. And just like I said, I have a little bit maybe of a backstory or a story. And then I'll share with you how I got to the word for today. Of course, God is the one who leads. God is the one who guides. And I believe he's the one who has led and guided me to the scripture for today. God had had me prepare it one way, but now he has prepared it another way. So we will see. Obviously, we always pray when we start. And, you know, I would like to encourage you to listen till the end of the podcast. Maybe this is not like your, I don't know, your best podcast you've ever listened to, but I guarantee you God may have something for you today, okay? So let us pray. Father God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God, because we already know that you have something for us today. I thank you, God, for your grace, your mercy, your love. I thank you for your kindness. I thank you, God, for what you are doing. Father, may you use me the way you want to use me. May you speak to through me and to me the way you want to, God. Reach to the other person on the other side. I believe this word is timely to their situation. I believe it is timely to what you want to do in the name of Jesus Christ. Maybe God, it will speak something of confirmation or something that you want. And I bless your name, God, for this in the name of Jesus. More than anything, God, we just ask you to be with us. Be present, God, in our lives. Envelop us. Let us love you, God. Let us seek you, God, in spirit, mind, body, in truth, God, in wholeness, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. God Almighty, as I pray, so shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, so here goes. Some people say, here goes nothing, but let me tell you. Here goes and here comes everything. So, like I was saying, I wanted to share with you a little bit of the week that I was having, or a little bit of a just a backstory of, the week basically that I was having. So, I was praying one night, and of course, I cannot get into the full detail of things because this is the internet, people. Okay, and we're just getting to know each other. But the Lord, I believe it was the Lord. I was praying one night and the Lord gave me an instruction. Okay, to do something pertaining something pertaining something. Okay. So, okay, let's just put it like pertaining something to do with school. And which school? And what kind of school? Okay. So I said, okay, God, Sounds reasonable. Sounds like a plan. Okay. And then, I mean, cat chase is now 2 months later. And then, now the faith is required to actually obey that instruction. And now a lot of ifs, ands, or buts are coming up. Like, okay, what about this? What about this? And what about this? And that's where the scripture for today comes in. So if I would give the scripture for today, I actually wanted to tell you about the baby Butterfingers. Here's another story incoming. Okay. I wanted to label this episode Baby Butterfingers because I was having a little bit of a hard week. Like I said, well, at present, for example, I feel that it is not easy in this world. One thing, when you watch the news and the things that are happening, you cannot help but feel overwhelmed, okay? Then sometimes I'm like, oh my God, we still have to live. How's it gonna be next year or the next 20 years or the next however long God has given me to live? And it just become overwhelmed. And you know what? Those are thoughts that you shouldn't really allow into your mind. But that was one aspect. And then I was having a really sort of just a hard week. And also, like, energy wise, tired, exhausted, don't understand what's happening with the body. Like, you're eating right. This is not a whining session, actually. I'm just sharing how I got to the word. So then, as all these things were happening, I was also having a situation where one particular colleague was not very nice and a little bit mean. Okay. Now, there is me spilling all my business on the internet. Actually, it's not all my business, but it's a tad bit. And I was like, okay, this is difficult. So, in attempt to get out of that, I just feel led to be honest. I feel led to be forthcoming. I feel led to be forthcoming about my struggles. Okay, not everything is rosy. Not everything is, like a cookie cutter image that people give you on the internet. Life is real and we go through real things. And I think it's nice to know that you have someone or people are actually going through things, because one thing, people just give you the good image and that depresses you more. Well, everybody's got something going on. Anyway, which I would like to offer you, that if you are going through something, whether it is your relatives or your colleagues, or I don't know, at school or somewhere, and people are not so nice to you, or they're being mean to you, I would just like to offer you the perspective to be gracious and consider that sometimes people are going through things, okay, and just exercise grace. Sometimes you're not the problem, it's just the things of life. And everybody's looking for an outlet, but not everybody knows how to express that. Okay, so there's that. So then I was like, I don't know how to explain it. I guess I was looking for encouragement. And, one way or another, God led me to this word in the book of Ruth, chapter 1. Now, what I really want to speak about was, so why I shared these things was I wanted to speak about this thing in Ruth chapter 1, where I was just led, and I won't say I felt God say, but I felt an encouragement from God, because all good things and divine things are from God, one way or another. I felt an encouragement from God that was saying, continue with God. So, who are you? Maybe God has given you an instruction that seems impossible? Who are you? Maybe God has given you a task that seems impossible. Actually, who are you? You have started this journey and this walk with God, and you feel like it is giving impossible. It is giving, I want to take a nap. It is giving, I want to go back to the streets. It is giving, I cannot do this. First of all, you're not alone. Probably a lot of people in the Bible, and this is one thing I thought about as well. Then I'm going to read the scripture. There's a portion in the Bible where Paul is writing. He says, one of the people he was with has left him and has gone back to the world. Please bring another person. Now, I think he says, Mark has left me to be with the world. Between those two, it was either Mark, but then later he calls back that same Mark again, which is what I'm trying to say. Sometimes we get overwhelmed and we may want to leave, but I just felt God saying, continue with him. Okay? I felt God say, continue with him. If I was somebody else, I would say, stay in your lane. Okay? But I felt God say, continue with him. And here is the Bible scripture. The Bible in the book of Ruth, chapter 1, reads as thus. So, we start from verse 8. But on the way, Naomi said to her two daughters-in-law, go back to your mother's homes, and may the Lord reward you for your kindness to your husbands and me. May the Lord bless you with the security of another marriage. Then she kissed them goodbye, and they all wept and broke down. Which the first thing I want to highlight is sometimes life will say, you know what, honey, and this is life, and this may be your mind. You know what, honey, you've really tried after all to serve God. You've really tried to be diligent. You've really tried to eat well. You know, like last week, I tried to eat well the whole week. And this week, I feel drop dead tired. I'm like, what is this? And just like Naomi is saying here, you know what, girls, you've done well. You were so kind. But it's okay now. Go back. No, don't go back. When life is telling you to go back, you've done well. You've tried anyway. You did the best you could. No, don't just quit because you did the best you could. In some cases, you can. If it's a toxic relationship, in some cases you can. If when, for example, the Bible says, when you preach to people or when you go to people to present the gospel and they reject it, dust your feet and leave in peace. This is me paraphrasing. Please don't shoot me. Okay? But those are some times when you can qualify going back and you've tried your best, quit. But there are times, such as on yourself and on your life, where you cannot quit. There are times in your life where you cannot give up, okay? You just have to keep going. So the Bible says, then she kissed them goodbye and they all broke down and wept. And sometimes life will tell you that, yes, you did try. And sometimes life will tell you that, hey, you did enough. Actually, it's okay. And yes, by earthly standards and principles, you did the best you could. You tried your best. You went to school. You stayed off drugs. You stayed off the guy. You know, you tried to abstain and be celibate for a year. But honey, this thing is not working. It seems that it just keeps getting harder. But no, okay? Just because, and rightfully so, but you cannot give up. You have to continue with God. Now let's continue. No, they said, this is verse 10, we want to go with you to your people. But Naomi replied, why should you go on with me? Can I still give birth to other sons who would grow up to be your husbands? No, my daughters, return to your parents' homes, for I am too old to marry again. And even if it were possible, and I were to get married tonight and bear sons, then what? Listen to this. Would you wait for them to grow up and refuse to marry someone else? No, of course not, my daughters. Things are far more bitter for me than you, because the Lord himself has raised his fist against me. Now, listen to this. Here's the word incoming. Here's the Lord incoming. Here's the grace of God incoming. In the name of Jesus, sometimes the situations of life will tell you that you can't do this because of A, B, C, and D. Sometimes the situations of life will tell you that you cannot continue to obey God because of A, B, C, and D. So here I was sharing to you that God gave me an instruction about school, for example. And I said, sure, God. And then maybe the sure is the first step of obedience. Now here comes this part to actually get into the part of obeying. And then life will bring you up all these things. Here is God telling you to answer your call and serve him. And you do it. Okay? But then life starts coming at you, which is something else. You start checking up your peers on LinkedIn. You start looking at your peers. You start looking at what's happening with them. And you start looking at yourself. And you say, well, you know, your peers are progressing. Maybe you seem or you feel like you're not progressing, because all these things that Naomi is counting are the carnal things. But here's something. He is saying, she is saying, the Lord has raised his fist against me. Did God raise his fist against Naomi? No, she did. No, he didn't. But that's what she thought. And that is what life will tell you sometimes. Okay, so here goes. Here you are. Oh my God. Okay, so I was saying, sometimes life will present you with all the possibilities of why you shouldn't obey. It will even tell you that, hey, you have obeyed after all. You've taken the first step. But my dear darling, my dear sister, even my dear brother, listen, taking one step is not reason enough to quit. And I want to encourage you that in whatever that you do, whatever steps that you've taken, continue with God. I may not have the reason to tell you why you should continue with God. I may not even have the encouragement to tell you why you should continue to step with God. But I will tell you, continue with God. There may be something on the other side. There may be something more. And I want to tell you something. Trouble does not last always. Okay? Even the Bible, in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, at least I know this one, it says you will suffer for a while, but then you will be established. Sometimes the sufferings of the present times, okay, are not worthy. That's what the Bible says. And then it says something like, they are not worthy to be, I don't know, to be something compared to the glory of the things that are to be revealed. I'll look up that verse. But I just want to tell you that there may be something on the other side. And so you have to keep going. And this is my message to you today. Whatever that happens, keep going. If your colleagues are mean to you, keep going. If your friends ditch you, keep going. If your mother shuns you, keep going. If your boyfriend breaks up with you, keep going. If you're alone, keep going. If you cry, keep going. If you bleed, keep going. If you're hungry, keep going. If you're broke, keep going. Whatever that you do, continue with God and keep going. There's the Bible. Romans 8 verse 18. For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing to the glory that is going to be revealed to us. Let me give you some accurate scriptures here. Okay? So keep going. And the Bible says, you know, there in verse 14, and again they wept together. See how they were still continuing with God, so to speak. They were still continuing on the journey. But then the Bible says, but Ruth clung tightly to Naomi. Look, Naomi said to her, your sister-in-law. Oh, the Bible says, and they wept together and Orpah kissed her mother-in-law goodbye. But Ruth clung tightly to Naomi. Look, Naomi said, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and her gods. You should do the same. There it is. Like I was saying, look at how many times Naomi could be a situation in your life. Naomi could be the environment. Naomi could be the circumstances in your life. First instance, they weep, they continue. That may be you. You weep, you continue. Okay, so you obeyed and you continued the first time. Then a second time again, when she's lamenting, when Naomi is lamenting, they weep, they cry again. She still convinces them, God has raised his fist against me. I wouldn't recommend you to stay with me. My sons have this, died, I ain't getting married, blah, blah, blah. But they still continue. And that's sometimes resistance and pushback in your environment. So you continue to obey again. But the third time now, Naomi is still telling them, look, okay, you have to go back, or you should go back. Look at, look, Ruth, look at your age mate, Orpah. Look at your peer, Orpah. She's going back. She's going back to her people. She's going to be comfortable. She's going back to her gods. Look at that. And what I felt that God was showing me in this particular story was this idea and this notion of when Jesus hung on the cross, where there was one man who chose paradise and there was one man who didn't choose. So chose to be with Jesus, who chose God, who asked Jesus to save him, and the other man didn't. And what I felt that God was portraying to me was that in this life, there are two options. There is the option of the world, and then there is the option of continuing with him. Now, continuing with him, obviously, in the story of Ruth, we know that and we see that there was obviously some travailing that was needed for Ruth. Ruth had to glean. Ruth had to work in the hot sun. Ruth had to be faithful in and out of season, which is also like metaphorically representative of the walk and the relationship with God. We are given choices in this life. There is always an evil choice, and there is always a good choice. There is always a choice of light, and there is also always a choice of darkness. There is always a choice of God and a choice of evil. Unfortunately, there's no gray area. You're either with God or you're not. And yes, of course, going to the world at that time may seem simple and comfortable. But what I want to offer to you is that continuing with God, yes, it cost Ruth and Naomi. But really, there was a promise that was attached. And the end where she reaches with Boaz and Boaz's feet, and she gives lineage to Christ, births the child who will give the lineage to Jesus Christ. That could be, now I'm not a scholar or a theologian, I'm just sharing with you what is in my spirit, or I'm just sharing with you the word, okay? Now, here it is. This could be representative, first of all, the promise of eternity, but as well, the promise of if you continue with God, God has a plan. God will keep you. God will safeguard you. God has a better expected end for you. So the Bible does say you may suffer for a little while, but in the end you will be established. And this is just what I want to say. You know what? Whatever you are faced with, please, please, please choose God, seek God, continue with God. No matter what life tells you, continue with God. And I want to offer you an invitation that if you do not know my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth today, this could be your opportunity for you to come and know this God. This could be your opportunity to come and seek this God. This could be your opportunity to open your heart to God. Say, Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I thank you, God, for another day. I welcome you into my heart, into my soul, into my spirit, into my body, into my mind. Have my heart, O God. Be my Lord and my personal Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare that today I am no longer the same. I believe that you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, are my Lord and personal Savior. I believe that you have saved me. Wash, cleanse, and purify me. Separate me from all sin. Separate me from all shame. And make me a new creation again. More than anything, God, help me to continue with you. Help me to walk in your will and in your purpose today. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, I pray. Amen. So that is what I want to tell you today. That's what I want to share with you today. And then there was just one last thing I wanted to share. Right before I opened to start and film, I was in the book of Judges chapter 7 and I was reading about Gideon. So from actually Judges chapter 6 from verse 33 to verse 40, I'm going to just take a stint from verse 36. Judges 6:36. The Bible says, then Gideon said to God, if you are truly going to use me to rescue Israel as you promised, prove it to me in this way. Verse 38 says, and this is just what happened. And then verse 39 says, then Gideon said to God, please don't be angry with me, but let me make one more request. Okay, let me use the fleece for one more test. This time the fleece will remain dry while the ground around it is wet with dew. My only thing is, I don't know why, maybe I will start it off in another episode, but I wanted to say, a man who is for God will always seek God and will always submit to the confirmations of God. I don't know why I had to see this, but that's what I saw. I guess I'll go into it in another episode where I will talk briefly about this topic. I don't think it's about men. I think it's more about seeking God, as we have spoken about continuing with God. But there you are, guys. Let us just, this week, let us just commit to continuing with God. Let us just commit. Even in the small things, don't give up. I want to give you a certain challenge, so to speak. Okay, so let's say you started a good something, like eating your whole grain chips, okay? And maybe you got discouraged because life was giving you all the reasons not to continue. Or maybe you started reading your Bible, or maybe you had started something good in your faith. I want to encourage you to go back, find out what it is, what it was, and continue with God in that. Let us see where God will lead you. Maybe it was a new way of seeking God. Maybe it was a new way of understanding God. Maybe it was a new way, you know, of, I don't know. But whatever that it was, that was good, that you were doing in obedience to God, in continuing with God. Let's go back and find that. And our prayer for this week, we are going to say, Lord, help me to find, or show me the ways or help me to find the ways in which I can continue to continue with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, I pray, amen. Let's keep keeping at it. Let's keep continuing with it. And we thank God for seasoning us once again this week. Guys, you know, there's always going to be something, but let's just choose the things that will benefit us in the end, okay? All right. As for me, Linda Kuhle Pembe, thank you for joining me on the Season Podcast, where God is seasoning us through every season of life. I'm going to be closing in prayer now, and I will see you next week. Heavenly Father, God Almighty, thank you, Jesus, for this word. Father, may you show us how we can be continuing to continue with you. Help us to seek you, God. Help us to know the things that will help us, God, and guide us to you. Lord, I pray that this would not be just another podcast, but God Almighty, truly, that it would, God, break through the noise, Jesus Christ, of many other podcasts, God, that are out there. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, I pray that you would use this platform, that you will use this word in the life of the person who is listening to this, really, God, to be fruitful and to your glory. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. And as we pray, so shall it be in Jesus' name. Let me tell you, the fun part is you don't get to see me. I wear the same gown every time, and I wrap myself in a big blanket, and I film at night. It's about 11 p.m., and God is good. All right, y'all. Stay safe, and good night. Thank you.